Oh, good. Hey, guys. Today's podcast is brought to you by Rain Clothing. That's R-A-N-E Clothing. Check them out on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. They're doing a lot of cool shit. They're going to be at Warped Tour on July 18th with Sean, handing out some free merch, I believe, and maybe some other cool stuff. Also, Sean will be there handing out free copies of Let's Have a Good Day. Also, check out Lousy Weather Media's Patreon. We're adding a lot of cool shit. The first tier is $1, and you get a lot of the old episodes, even old I Can't Reads and stuff like that. If you're a new listener and you want to relive the great past of the award-winning episodes Tony and I have done, you can go there. Just go to patreon.com, search Lousy Weather Media. It's right there. Sign up for $1 a month. Takes out on the first, and then you just get all this cool content weekly. It's awesome. Now enjoy the show.
Would you like to read a book? No, I don't.
I can't read.
Hello, and welcome to this week's installment of I Can't Read. I'm Paul.
And I'm Tony, Two Dumps, Cincinnati.
You took two poops today.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Well,
how were they?
It's been a good portion of the day already.
Yeah. What do you mean?
It's like, just been up for a while, just like, you know, twiddling my thumbs, just waiting for the day to get going, just revving up.
By the way, he means get going like me getting out of bed and setting up and recording
idling my engines, just kind of waiting for the race to begin.
Yeah, my bad, dude.
Is it?
I slept
you
a lot.
Set the alarm, and you picked the robot one from the spaceship.
Yep.
And did it work?
I woke up, I just turned it off and went back to sleep. I apologize for this late departure that we have right now. So, bud, how you been?
I've been all right. I've been, you know, just sort of... I watched a fuck ton of shit.
Yeah, I would imagine. I don't really have that much news going on, except for the directors that did the Lego movie. They got canned from the new Han Solo movie that they were doing.
Yeah.
And they've already shot shit, and they got canned. Like, they're like, yeah, we need somebody else. Fuck this noise.
Yeah.
Also, Oh, Paul's here. Hey, Paul. Our cat, Paul, is in the building now, so if you hear meows, that's him. And they're not happy with Alden Ehrenreich's performance.
Oh, is that Spider-Man?
No, that's the guy playing Han Solo.
Oh.
See the Millennium Falcon in
background? He was probably joking it up like he's a Jim Carrey.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Either way, they're not happy with it, so this could mean bad things for the Han Solo flick. And I mean, like,
well,
I said,
Ron Howard came in.
Yeah. So that's confirmed now?
Yeah.
Okay, Ron Howard.
I'm sure Ron Howard is just like, move over. I got this. Watch out.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guarantee you, Disney was like, yo, we want you to do this. And those guys were like, well, we'd rather do this. This is why you hired us. Like, why?
Yeah.
Would we do anything else other than what we do already? And they're like, wow, but we have like $4 billion in this.
Yeah.
So do it our way.
Just please do it.
In the Emoji Movie.
What a, fuck that.
Isn't that insane?
That's really, really, really sad.
Like, Angry Birds, I kind of understood. I mean, it's crazy that it came from a game, but there is a storyline in there. Pigs are bad.
These are emojis.
These are just things that you type when you're too lazy or
no,
trying to be funny.
No, they have feelings and thoughts and fucking adventures to go on.
Clearly, and there's a whole person in the movie, it looks like. I don't know. I forgot that was a thing happening until
yeah.
now. So that's good.
They live in the phone.
Oh, hey, I heard that TJ Miller is leaving Silicon Valley.
I mean, he was kind of just written out, technically, like if you saw the season finale.
That's what I'm asking, like, so, like, his...
Like, the way it pushed it was, like, you know, he's kind of somewhere else and he could show back up or could not.
Oh, so they left it open-ended?
Yeah, to a degree, but if he didn't come back, it would be justified
gotcha.
In the storyline. But, I mean, like, his character is a weird...
Are you sad?
No, he's like a weird element of the show.
Really? I enjoyed him in the first season. I think I saw the first two
he
seasons.
He gets like...
Weirder?
It becomes more and more like, yo, you're totally fucking worthless.
Yeah, and he fucks up everything,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. Yeah. Loses everyone's money. Total asshole.
Yeah. do you have any cool news, Tone?
My Hawaiian shirt I ordered on Amazon did not fit right, so I sent it back. I said, get out of here.
That's good. I'm glad.
Yeah, because I can't have no fucking, you know, my titties all tucked up into a fucking tight shirt.
You sure can't.
I'm not tough like that.
I did buy you some tape so you could tape down your titties.
That's great.
Tape titty Tony.
I went on a hike and saw a waterfall.
Yeah?
It was fun. I rode my bike a lot.
Yeah, you've had the whole week off.
Yeah.
My boy's been killing it, fucking hanging all the curtains and fucking doing a bunch of yard work. Our house looks sick now, bro.
I mean, I'm horribly depressed, but, you know, I'm glad
that's
I was
only
off.
Because you're going back.
Yeah, man, but I feel like there should be some happiness somewhere in there, a little silver lining.
Well, yeah, more so to you just being like, hey, man, I kind of like that I had these days off. Instead, you're like, I can't believe I have to go back there. Like, it didn't mean anything.
Can't I have all the days to work forever on my own, like, yeah. For myself? I need to just be a landscaper.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, like, probably the chillest I feel is, like, doing that stuff.
Well,
but then again, you got to think about it.
You and I both know somebody.
Yeah, there's also some real shit-ass days where you're like, ha, no.
Yeah.
Wouldn't have been in my yard on that day. It was raining in 95.
Yeah. Well, hey, man, pursue your dreams is all
I'm following my dreams.
You're following them, I hope. I just want you to be happy.
Thank you.
All right.
Oh, remind me, I got to call Progressive and change my renter's insurance to this new house. So if it burns down, we're covered.
All right. Well, that brings us into weekly recommendations and rejections. We don't have a genre five. I watched...
moving on.
I watched Mrs. Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children.
Yeah, I watched half of it.
So you didn't like it enough to finish it.
Nah, I had so many other things going on, like so many other sick-ass movies to watch. That one just fell to the wayside.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're not like... Usually it's not like you to...
No, I'm a real completionist.
Yeah,
if you don't know, but yeah, I guess I wasn't like super intrigued, but it went up against a lot of other movies that I was interested in seeing.
Yeah,
and my time is precious. I'll probably go back to it.
I think that you would enjoy it, Paul. Shut up.
I think I would too, but you know, it's just I haven't got there yet.
I watched it. I liked it. I think I would give it like a. 7 deep impacts. I don't like the main character that much. It doesn't feel like super Tim Burton-y either, which is kind of nice.
Yeah,
he did it, and it doesn't feel like that way. But the reason why they're like the antagonizers, like the antagonists rather, are what the way they are. Like their backstory is pretty fucking dark.
Oh yeah, I know.
Like Samuel Jackson and stuff like that. Yeah, I thought that was pretty neat. The mythology of it was pretty cool. It looked good and stuff. But yeah, I hated the main kid. Wasn't a good actor, really.
No.
Everyone else is really cool.
I like
her.
Ava Green's great.
Ava Green, yeah, but she's great in like everything.
Yeah,
she's really good in fucking Penny Dreadful and Sin City. Did you watch Penny Dreadful?
Yeah,
all of it. It's
fucking awesome.
Yeah,
yeah,
that show rocks. What'd you see?
I saw Green Inferno.
Oh yeah,
yeah. You had questions about that. You're like, I'll talk to you on the podcast about it. I can't wait to ask you about it.
I wouldn't say ask you. I just wanted to hear what
you're
you thought.
You're like, oh, God, I cannot wait.
I wanted to hear what you thought.
Oh, I mean.
My wait's over.
It sucked.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, it was fucking gore. Like
insane. But it's Eli Roth now. Like, it's just like shock value gore.
It's really fucking just. Beat up, like they beat the fuck out of that years ago. Like you can go see other movies with lower budgets that have gore just as gory.
Yeah, and probably look more fucked up too.
Cannibal Holocaust is pretty much the fucking premise that they went with, except they're eco fucking revolutionary people instead of just fucking documentary filmmakers.
Yes,
but still, it was a different title for a movie I've already seen a few times. In zombie and fucking Cannibal Holocaust and all kinds of movies like that. But yeah, it was... And acting was fucking atrocious.
Yeah, there was a lot of the actors that I didn't
really
like.
Shitty. I'm like, what the fuck? They barely even know the accent that they're doing, but they're probably that kind of... Like, I'm Spanish, but I can't speak Spanish in this film. Barely. What am I talking about?
Yeah, so how many deep impacts you give Green Inferno?
Oh, 3. Like, you know... Wow. It was not good.
I think
I'd
give
watch
it like
that
6.
Again. That's a boring one.
I don't know if I'd watch it again either, honestly. I just kind of, like, I like Eli Roth, and I was like, oh, hell yeah. Hostel's fucking sick.
Yeah, yeah. Premise I fucking great. Love the first Hostel.
Yeah. What else did I see? Let me pull up my notes. I watched The Breakup. It was on Netflix. Jennifer Aniston.
What about her?
She's really good in it.
Yeah.
Do you like that movie?
They both are. Yeah. It's pretty serious.
The movie's fucked up.
Yeah.
Like, you're like, oh, this is going to be a rom-com, and Jesus Christ, they've tackled some fucking heavy shit.
Yeah. No, it seemed very grounded for
yeah.
what...
earnest.
Those movies are. Yeah.
It was like Schindler's List.
It was no
train
wreck.
Of breakup.
Yeah.
Train wreck. I started watching a little bit of that, and I was like, this is terrible. I started watching the Amy Schumer stand-up, too, on Netflix, and that was fucking awful.
Dude, she's just the worst.
Yeah, like, I was like, that's a weird outfit to go with one, too.
Yeah.
Your jokes, like, are just not funny.
And then the ones that are funny, she took from other comedians.
Yeah, I've been hearing that a lot, too.
Yeah, it's a bummer.
Oh, yeah. But,
Dane did it, too.
Dane Cook?
Yeah, then Louis C.K. had him on, Louis, like, and called him out on it, like, in an episode. They scripted, like... Dane was like, I guess there was some sort of fucking, like, talk they must have had. And, like, he was like, you want to fucking come on the show? And, like, I'll call you out on that shit and you can explain yourself in the episode. And he's like, yeah. It's a cool episode. Like,
I will download that and listen to it today. That sounds really fucking interesting. They did that to somebody, too. Mark Maron did that to someone. Are you sure it was Maron?
What?
That did that?
Stole stuff?
No, that got Dane Cook on the show.
No, I mean, Mark Maron was someone that he stole jokes from, too. He might have had him on his podcast.
Huh. Because Mark Maron did that, too. Like, he called someone out, like, so why are you doing this?
Yeah. No, I mean, it's like a common thing for other comedians to call comedians out on that shit.
That's wild. But on a podcast format is what I'm saying. That's insane for them to agree to. Okay, so yeah, the breakup, I give it a 7. I'll probably give Miss Peregrine's a 6, actually. I take that back. Give it a 6.
All right. Cool.
Hard 6. But yeah, breakup was good. 7. If you're into feeling depressed and like nothing will ever work out for you, watch that movie.
Yeah, you can.
But
really...
also that things will get better and you will move on. Kind
of. Kinda.
Yeah. That movie's fucked up.
I'm not them in that movie.
Huh?
I'm not them in that movie. I'd be a more depressed version of them.
Oh,
they all had like money and friends and like lots of healthy things to like push them forward and
yeah,
like look
he owned
forward
the,
to.
He owned that business where they the touring business.
Oh yeah, yeah, the fucking like boat or whatever.
It was the three brothers at the end. Yeah, he wanted to his one Vincent D'Onofrio is his brother in it. And
yeah.
And he he's almost like autistic. Like it's weird. Like he has like his emotional like thing. Like he doesn't really hug. He like doesn't look at people when they talk. He's like basically, we want to. He's like, right now we have the ground covered, but then we want to go by air and by sea as well, and then we'll basically own the entire thing for touring in Chicago. It was cool. But then at the end of the movie, obviously, he gets the boat. And then she's like an art curator that gets paid like insane money, too.
I made a mill this year.
Which she goes to quit her job and go to Rome and find herself or whatever. The lady literally just signs a check and she's like, write whatever number you want on there. Don't tell me about it and just keep your job. Could you imagine that?
Nope. Nope.
Would you stay wherever you were?
What do you mean, forever?
Yeah, if they're like, here's a check, write a number.
Yeah, if they let me go and like recalibrate myself in Rome for fucking 2 months.
No, she said, here's a check, don't like quit.
Oh, she never went to Rome?
No, she didn't take the check.
She did go to Rome.
Yes.
I'd have taken the check.
I like how your first one was like, oh, if they let me reset, yeah, I'd stay with them forever. It's like, oh, wait, the check, I'd work there forever.
I mean, I would work there forever, but then I go, hey, I filled out that check and cashed it, / I'm taking 3 weeks of vacation. Bye. Stupids.
Good call, good call. You're finding all your loopholes, I get it.
Oh, I'm smart.
Loophole tone.
Well, if you work for a fancy curator director like that lady, she don't care.
True. Yeah, she just wants her shit to be taken care of. All right, what do you got?
I saw The Wizard of Lies.
Oh, yeah. I've been seeing that on HBO Go a lot lately.
Old Bernie Madoff.
How's that?
Back in 2008, he got caught for 3 decades of a Ponzi scheme equaling $56 billion.
Oh, my God.
In phony money.
Ponzi scheme meaning?
Meaning, if you have some initial money and you get people to invest, you can pay them back on their investments. Their money then goes to getting new investors to invest, and you're paying everyone back with another layer.
Okay, so this is also a pyramid scheme, correct?
Yeah,
okay.
Kind of. Instead of them having to actually do work, it's more of like an investment scheme. So the investors are like, here's my money, and they're like, cool, you'll get returns in 3 years. They have to get a ton of new people to sign up to pay that person in 3 years. And in 3 years, they'll have had 25 new ones.
So what do they initially invest in?
They're initially investing in stock. He's a stock trader.
Okay.
And his stock trades never failed. So everyone invested with him.
And then they were actually failing.
They were actually not real. He was making his own stock sheets. He was making his own quotes. He was telling the SEC what they wanted to hear. He was doing everything fake, not illegal, like shady or anything, getting insider tips. He straight up was like, this is just something I created on the computer that says I'm doing awesome. Give there me you money. Go. Give me more money. Yeah. Like $300 million here, like fucking $500 million there at these huge parties. He was a billionaire.
How was it?
Fucking awesome. I like that shit. And it crumbled because of the collapse in 08.
The housing?
So, yeah. So that was like exciting because it tied in for me that subject.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
I was like, fucking.
Oh, wait. Stock market
banks
crash.
And government, bunch of pieces of shit.
Get my dick hard.
Douches. But no, like. That fucking asshole got a 150-year sentence.
150 years?
Yep. And then that seems
kind of harsh.
Within 3 years of him going to jail, his one son killed himself, and his other son died of lymphoma. And that's like his whole heir. His wife doesn't talk to him. He's alone in jail, like maximum security.
So wait,
That seems a little harsh. He took $56 billion and just handed it out to like fucking nobody, like his bros. And spent it, just like hard spent it.
Now, did it fuck over a lot of people?
Yes.
Okay.
Dude, like my dad, like people like that. Like
your dad got fucked over by Bernie Madoff?
Not him, but if someone like my dad wanted to invest $100K.
I know your dad knew Bernie.
Fuck off, ass. God, you look like, you can smell your pizza sauce from here.
Yeah, I know, I'm wearing my shirt.
Yeah.
I had a good, dude, we're on a fucking tight schedule.
No, I'm saying someone, so your whose dad fault's
and,
that?
Your dad and Bernie were hanging out.
Yeah, they were hanging out, my dad's like, I got $100K if you want to invest it
He's
for
like,
me.
He's like, well, Bob, I sure can.
He goes, sure, I can do that. In like 3 years, you're probably going to have like $200K, baby. And he goes, sweet, I'd like that. Here, make my money work for me.
Now, how many people actually got paid back?
The payouts were something to the tune of like fucking a couple hundred million. Oh. And that's about all they could, like, take from Bernie and get back.
Damn. But you said he was a billionaire.
In, like, assets and shit. Like, shit they couldn't always seize. Stuff overseas, like, fucking.
Some fucking bank accounts over
some shady shit, man. Dude, either
shores.
Way. It was literally him and, like, one other person. And it was, like, a three-decade thing. Ponzi schemes usually get broke up quick. They fail quickly. Right. His was just ingenious. Wow. Slash monstrous.
Now, this is an actual flick, though, right?
Yeah.
So,
I mean, it's an HBO movie.
What do you give it?
Oh, eight deep impacts. It's awesome. I liked it.
Eight D.
And Robert De Niro was the shit.
Eight D eyes. Yeah, he plays Bernie, right?
Yeah, real cold-hearted lunatic.
Cold-hearted. Damn, yeah, that's a high score, my dude. I wasted a lot of time. I watched Masterminds.
Oh, yeah, right between your biscuits, huh?
Got me right between the biscuits. Yeah, I think the only funny part was his ex-wife or like his fiance.
Yeah.
How fucking weird and awkward she was.
She's a great actress. I always forget her name. She's cool as shit.
I've never seen her in anything, at least not that I know of. But yeah, she was really good. If you're unfamiliar with Masterminds, it's on Netflix. That's the new Zach Galifianakis and what's her name?
Kristen Wiig.
Kristen Wiig movie. And it's based on a true story about like one of the biggest heists ever.
Yeah.
Like, what was the tune to that money? Do you remember?
Something like fucking like $70 or $50 million stolen, like right out of the, like drove a truck out of there with full of money.
Yeah, and I have no. You said you researched it.
Yeah, that like he did a lot of the stuff that they show in the movie. Like that's what he did was like took like $20,000, like wrapped it around his like underwear and went to Mexico, and then meanwhile she was the girl that he was doing the heist with was up here like counting out the money and trying to fucking like. Just, like, hustle him. Like, they were just like, just stay down there. You're safe. Don't worry.
Yeah, no, because the dude actually, the guy, Owen Wilson's character, he's, like, the quote-unquote mastermind.
Yeah.
Behind it all. I wondered if it actually went down to how they said it did, like, at the end.
Like I don't him and, think at the party and shit.
Yeah, because I was like, wow, this feels like it was written.
Nope. I think it was more like dude bought a bunch of crazy shit and then...
Got popped for that.
Got popped. And then it just crumbled.
I give the movie a 4. Won't be watching that.
Yeah, again. I'll give it a 4, too.
It's weird. Zach Galifianakis almost feels like he's turning into the new fucking Adam Sandler with, like, shit like that. He's cool in little roles, like a supporting role.
Do you think he's going to become friends with, like, Nick Swardson and Adam Sandler and, like...
Oh, dude, the fucking
Rob
next,
Schneider.
Next Crazy 7 movie or whatever the fuck, Spectacular Douches.
Oh, Stupid Douche 8.
Fucking,
yeah.
I have no idea. Zach Galifianakis is actually really funny. Actually, all those people were, too. Maybe they're just like paycheck time.
Yeah.
Don't give a fuck.
Honestly, I'm like, dude, there were times when Adam Sandler was funny. There were times when fucking, like, Nick Swardson was amazing.
Oh God, his shit in fucking Reno 911 is Terry is fucking awesome.
Yeah.
And they would just call him and be like, yo, we need Terry, meet us on this corner. And he just has this fucking skates and shit and gets out.
It's incredible.
Yeah. Sandler was like obviously really good in fucking Funny People. I love that movie.
Yeah.
And that's recent too. That's recent Sandler. Like
he gave up on that though.
Pixels?
Phew. Bad.
That's
bad,
fucked.
Bad.
So hopefully Galifianakis. I want to see him in more serious shit too. I think he'd be really good.
Kevin James, Jesus, all them.
Yeah. Kevin James, I feel like he should do like a really serious role. See how that treats him. It seems like those dudes are usually like good at being serious. Kind of like Jack Black or like Philip
Seymour
Hoffman.
No one gives them a fucking chance. Not the comedian guys.
Yeah, but I mean, like, I feel like Philip Seymour Hoffman was kind of like comedian-ish at the like in his earlier career. Like Twister, he's comic relief. Fucking Long Came Polly, comic relief.
I mean, that's just his diversity. Like, he started off with like Happiness, which was like fucked.
Oh yeah, you're
like
right.
Serious. He can just do it all. He's just incredible.
Could. He's fucking dead, dude.
You said it, but I didn't want to say it, bitch.
What else you got?
I watched the movie Life.
Oh, motherfucker. I really wanted to see this.
Yeah, man. Got a real hard on for the ending, man. It was fucking great. It's not.
Watch your fucking step.
It's just good.
Okay, that's
it's
what I'm talking about.
It's just a good ending.
How were the performances? Who's all in that?
Jake Gyllenhaal and Ryan Reynolds. And
Jake Gyllenhaal. I thought, is it Mark Ruffalo in it?
No.
Okay.
I don't know his name, but he's a fucking good actor. He was in fucking, Sunshine. He's in it.
Cillian Murphy?
No. An Asian dude.
Let's see, we got...
Yep, there he is, right there.
Yeah, you can say that. Hiroki Sanada?
Hiroyuki Sanada?
Hiroyuki, my bad. You're so good.
Yeah.
So damn good at reading.
I'm good at Japanese stuff. I should live in Japan. I'd probably be big there.
Zing!
Nope, not like that.
What do you give it? Because I know you're not going to go into detail about it.
8.
Wow.
Like, it's fucking good. Like, it was pretty tense. It was pretty scary. It's not really based... It's probably based, like,
on
10
true
years
story?
In the future.
Based on a true story?
10 years in the future.
Oh.
Not true if it's 10 years in the future.
So they're Nostradamining this.
What?
They're predicting the future with Life.
It's a movie about the future. It could be real, could not be. I hope it is. Huh. Watch it and tell me what you think. Remember that line. I hope this is the future, because this shit's tight.
I bet the world ends or some shit like
that. No, it's something tight up there in
stop.
The fucking... Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Hey, I'm blinking.
Stop blinking.
I'm blinking.
Oh, my God. Kodak. Now I know. Oh, God damn it. Now I know the ending.
What else did you see?
I think I only like one thing. Oh, Mike and Dave or Matt and Dave need wedding dates.
I don't know what the fuck that is.
It's fucking... it has the Adam from Workaholics.
Oh, okay.
And Zac Efron.
Yeah.
Is Adam the dark-haired one, right? Yeah, because it's not the long-haired dude or the... Or,
tall guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're in it, and the girl from, I love that I don't know any name ever.
Yeah.
The girl from, Parks and Rec, the one that's always super indifferent.
Audrey Plaza.
Yeah, she is in it, and the girl from The Accountant.
Who?
The girl from The Accountant.
Anna Kendrick.
Don't get mad.
I'm over here trying to do your job all day.
No, not my job. Your job is to fucking be the guru.
Fact checker.
Yep, fact checker tone.
Word, fucking, that one girl from that thing. Checker.
No, I didn't say that thing. I was at least giving you movie titles.
Thank God.
And ones that we just watched recently.
Yeah, it's the only reason you had one.
All right, so check it out. Like, they put online, like, oh, hey, free trip to Hawaii. We need wedding dates. Our parents hate us because fucking we always fuck up the weddings. Like,
yeah.
We're brothers and, like, you know, we just party too hard and someone gets a firework thrown at them or something like that. And so they're like, bring dates because you're creepy to all the girls.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, okay. And then so they're trying to meet people and stuff like that, and they meet those two characters. They find them online. They're like, oh, shit, like, we should just meet them, like, in the real world.
Yeah.
Like, not schedule a meeting with them. So figure out where they are.
Oh, yeah.
I'll get hit by a car in front of them. And then we'll
That's
go,
good, yeah.
And then we'll go from there.
Yeah.
So, but the way that, what's her name, Audrey?
Plaza.
Audrey Plaza, her character is, like, urban?
urban.
So not her at all. Like her, like legit doing a character.
Okay.
Because most of her things, like even she was in Funny People too, right?
I think so. She was in Scott Pilgrim as the same character.
Yeah, but yeah. Seth Rogen like was like in love with her, wanted to take her to the fucking concert, and that
I don't remember.
What fucking movie am I thinking of then? Seth Rogen like really liked this chick, and then fucking.
It could be that movie. Well, I just don't remember it.
Yo Teach was in it.
I don't know.
Do you remember Yo Teach?
No.
His friend, like, I'm pretty sure it was Funny People. His friend's an actor on this show called Yo Teach.
Oh, Jason Schwartz.
Yeah, that is Funny People, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, she's in that, and she plays the same character. This one, she's very, like I said, like urban, kind of ghetto-ish. Really weird. And the fucking Kendra?
Anna Kendrick.
Anna. Okay, she is fucking awful to listen to in the movie.
Oh boy,
she's so fucking annoying. It's crazy.
Yeah,
and I like both of them a lot, and I was just like, this sucks. But maybe they're trying to, like, it was so bad that like it didn't seem like they were trying to make caricatures of those people. They're trying to make those people cool.
That sucks.
Yeah, it was rough, dude.
Well, I like very few people.
I didn't really finish it. And I like and Zac Efron's in it. He's just Adam's brother. I give it 4.
That's a hot waste of time.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, if you're like sick and just want to like, or if you're going to sleep, throw that out on the background. There's some funny stuff in it, I guess.
Is that it?
That's all I seen, dude. All
right, I got a long list going here.
Oh my God, just give me numbers.
Nope. This is what they tune in for, baby. What did Tony see? What did the champion see?
Yeah, the champion. I hear that a lot.
I also know names of people and things and stuff.
We got through it, didn't we?
Barely.
Ugh. Go ahead.
You'd have been trudging through the mud, drowning in your own spit up.
Yeah, if I did this alone.
I also saw John Wick 2.
Yeah. You've already rated this on the podcast.
What?
You've already talked about this and rated it on the
podcast. Listen here, John Wick 2, I just want to tell everyone, it's the baddest ass movie. It's so badass. Everything that people fuck up in fucking sequels besides Aliens and Terminator for the first sequels on both those, beyond that, it's hard to find anything that, like, can contend with John Wick 2 compared to John Wick. It's just perfect.
Empire Strikes Back.
Eh, it's all right.
Two Towers.
Two Towers, really?
Better than Fellowship? Yeah.
You crazy?
Fellowship's so fucking boring. It's them hanging out in the Shire for
they're
fucking...
just walking.
For, no.
They're just walking.
They're hanging out in the fucking Shire for an hour of the fucking movie. It sucks.
Set up, dude.
No, it's not set up. It's like, oh my God, it was like The Hobbit when all the fucking dwarves came in. They're like, let's do the sing and song dance
of
fucking
Tolkien. Oh yeah, they needed dishes.
Tolkien. That shit fucking blows.
I like it. It's mystical.
It's good in the books, but Jesus Lord, it's so fucking boring in the fucking movies.
John Wick 2 is... it's a champion. It's a real champion of filmmaking. They don't give a shit. He's just like, I'm here to kill people because I'm an assassin. No ifs, ands, or buts. No frills. No bullshit. It's not trying to be fucking, like, out of this world. It's just a perfect universe where everyone on Earth is kind of an assassin. Which is awesome. Kind of what I want. I'd be like a C-level assassin, probably.
I'd go with, like, Z.
You would be, like, a fucking just a beta, like, D-minus, like, zero rank.
Beta's B, by the way.
Yeah, but, like,
just
you don't...
below alpha.
No.
Yeah.
The opposite of it.
No, beta's just below alpha.
I'd be alpha. You could be omega. How's that?
No, you would be omega. You'd be at the end of the list. Mm-mm. They'd be like, I don't want to work with Tony.
No. Not at all.
He thinks he's sweet, but he's not.
I would.
He's got this weird delusion of grandeur about him.
Yeah, he's always trying to be tactical, but he's really just fat and slow. And he just like keeps like beating the shit out of Paul and like taking little pieces off of him as souvenirs. Because that's what I'd do. I'd make you my bitch.
No, you wouldn't.
Yeah, I would devour you.
I would snipe you from so far away.
You don't even have a gun.
And put you out of your misery.
With what gun? What are you? You don't even know how to pull a trigger.
I would use yours. You'd
break your arm. Don't touch my foot.
Don't
your
fucking
foot.
Take up the whole goddamn underneath the table.
That's a power. I take as much room as I want because I'm a dominant fucking assassin.
I'm an alpha.
I also saw, speaking of some of the most alpha shit on earth.
Holy shit.
Saw Gangs in New York.
Yeah, it's great.
Listen,
great
that
flick.
Bitch is like a 9.5.
Yeah, I would say so too. Also, way long, but doesn't feel
no,
way long.
It is. I was reading a lot into the fucking like mythos of it, and they throw so much accurate shit. Like
yeah.
The fact that there were amateur fire brigades, what people were called and what they did and how they did it was so accurate that It's just incredible. And Daniel Day-Lewis literally, like, makes my heart fucking pump harder when I hear him in that movie. He's awesome. I got a fucking man boner for him.
Pumps more blood to your dick.
To my dick heart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your dick heart. It's incredible. Hard.
Dude.
He's awesome in it. Yeah, so is Leonardo DiCaprio. Fucking John C. Reilly. The whole movie rocks.
Yeah. Liam Neeson.
Yep.
He's in there, too.
Yep, Taken.
Yep, Taken. It's like fucking, what are you, Peter Griffin? Roadhouse. I also saw Wonder Woman.
Ooh, Wonder Woman. That wasn't in the movie, though.
No.
That would have been awesome, right?
Nah.
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah.
Nah.
What'd you think, dude?
Fuck me. Give it a 7. It's better than any DC movie I've seen in a while.
For sure. Yeah. Well, you got Suicide Squad and BVS. I rewatched BVS not that long ago, and I was like, it's not terrible. But the only reason why I think that is because I went in with such high expectations, and I know what an utter piece of shit it is now. I still can't stand fucking what's-his-face, the Mark Zuckerberg boy that played him in the Facebook movie. Yeah. Jesse Eisenberg. Still cannot stand him whatsoever, but Affleck is good in it. And I watched Suicide Squad earlier today, too.
Did you?
Well, didn't watch it, but like put it on, and I was like, ugh, God, this is fucking brutal. Awful.
Do they have another one in the works?
They're doing Suicide Squad too?
Well, like, they're getting one, like, 4 years out, like, started.
4 years?
Yeah. Well, you know what I mean? Like, I saw, like, the DCU timeline, and it was, like, oh, in their there. Face? And I was like, oh, you pathetic losers are trying to, what? Say, like, shine that up? You're really going to have to shine that up.
I you know what? And I was, like, watching it, and you were saying, like, about how they're like, what other fucking song can we put in here?
Yeah.
Like, did Virgin, like, sponsor the fucking movie?
Yeah.
It's insane, dude.
Like, I literally was like,
can every
you
scene
put,
change.
Yeah, can you put as many songs as there is, much dialogue as there is in the film? Fuck, man. It's brutal.
Honestly, though, like, Jared Leto's Joker. Fucking, that thing was like trying to...
Yeah.
Oh my God, he's having a stroke on the podcast. thank you, Hollywood Reporter.
Uh-huh.
But his Joker is actually not bad. His character of the Joker. The look of the Joker sucks, and that's what killed him.
Oh, yeah. I wish he would have nixed that.
Yeah, me too.
Said goodbye.
Said goodbye.
Shut up. That's not even a segue to that.
What?
Why'd you do that?
I don't know.
What? You don't even remember it now?
I blacked out.
Oh.
All right, so we got Wonder Woman, Justice League's coming out November 17th. Aquaman is October 5th, 2018. And then The Flash, release date doesn't have one. And that's because they've dropped 3 directors, I believe?
Aww.
And scrapped a script.
They're running away fast.
Ben Affleck's Batman. Nice. It? Yeah, he's The Flash. Good one. What do you got for this one? Ben Affleck's Batman.
Batfleck is going to write it.
That's
his forte.
He dropped the writing and directing of it. He was like, I'll be in it, yeah, but I'm not going to write or direct
it. It's not going to be called that, though, right?
Ben Affleck's Batman? That'd be amazing.
Could
Ben
you
Affleck
imagine what a
Batman.
Sanctimonious dickhead.
Yeah.
It's just Affleck's Batman.
Yeah,
enjoy.
This movie's really hiding in the shadows.
Like he's fucking Orson Welles, like, running around. This is my production.
No, I was trying to do what you did, the pun of... them not, like, looking good. Is it, they're running away fast from it. I was like, this
what's this one? What's pun for Cyborg?
Oh, okay, so yeah, Cyborg's coming next. It's technical difficulties.
Wow.
That was
they're
bad.
They're experiencing technical difficulties.
Green Lantern Corps. I'm stoked on this one, dude. That's going to be sick. Imagine like a fucking... I think they said this on Fabian on Batman. It's a genius idea. A buddy cop movie, but they're Green Lanterns. Like Lethal
with
Weapon.
With their CGI suits.
More than likely, I'm guessing the suits are going to be CGI.
Why?
I don't know. I guess like Superman's, I don't even know how they're going to look. I mean, they're probably not going to, they're basically going to look like Black Lantern. Not saying that this, not John Stewart, Black Green Lantern.
I'm just derailed.
I don't think it's
going to
be
is,
very poppy green.
I don't know. I just thought that so shitty. Black, like, Green Lanterns were just so shittily represented that...
They were, but they're really good in the comic, I'm telling you. They got, like, a lot of heart, like, a fucking... I think the place they live is O or some shit. That's littered with cool things. It's rad. Shazam and Black Adam. Gotham City Sirens. Oh, I know what you're talking about now. That's what Tony was referring to as in...
Mm-mm. Keep going.
Oh, for real?
Keep going.
Because the Gotham City Sirens...
That's about chicks in Gotham.
Yeah, it's gonna be like Harley Quinn, Catwoman, Poison Ivy.
Yep. Keep going.
Justice League 2.
Oh, they don't have the rest.
That's it, dude.
Oh. It's further down.
I don't think it is.
That's not an official. That's Hollywood Reporter, dude. It's pretty much bullshit.
The Hollywood Reporter?
You should be going to DCU Wikipedia.
Yeah, Extended Universe.
Because I wrote it
in
their Wikipedia.
Oh, shut up.
I put it on there for them.
Look at the stain you've made.
All right. I also got to see Ghost in the Shell, which I did 1.5 watchings of.
Oh, so that means it was really good.
No, I mean, I watched it once thoroughly, and then the second time I was doing other stuff. I was painting some canvas.
Yeah.
But I put it on because I really, really want to stress how much I enjoy, like, the fucking environments.
Yes.
In this film.
Uh-huh.
The fucking city looks decent.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't look as fucking Hong Kong, Tokyo, Neo Tokyo, like steampunk as the anime, but it's kind of gritty.
This is the review everyone's been waiting for,
yes,
by the way.
And the backdrops are pretty good.
I'm talking about this movie for sucking its little dick forever.
Well, I'm putting a little fucking icing on the cake before I actually talk about what's in the batter.
Oh.
So,
God damn it.
I think that the cars and the vehicles and the guns in the film are all incredible. The fucking, now, when we actually get talking about, like, the character design, the only character design that I, like, super, super loved, besides the extras, like the cops and the assassins and shit like that, like, they all have metal jaws and metal arms.
Yeah.
Shit looks incredible. Right, but, my God, Bateau, her big sidekick friend, is the only one that I think felt really true to the first film. And this is also an amalgamation of fucking the first film, second film, and a bit of Crisis, which is stupid as fuck. Like, leave it with Ghost in the Shell. It could be a 2-hour movie, and you could have made a lot more money.
Could have been an hour and a half.
Fuck them.
Go ahead.
But there's just these elements from other fucking films scattered throughout. There, you have Scarlett Johansson just phoning in this fucking performance that could have been given some fucking gravitas, and you can tell how a robot performance can be given gravitas when you look at fucking
iRobot,
Blade Runner. Oh my God, shut up,
Bicentennial
Stop!
Man.
Stop, Flubber.
No, Bicentennial Man. Oh yeah, there was a robot in that.
Can I?
WALL-E.
I just want to, you
almost cried in WALL-E, don't lie.
I want to just twist your little head off, see if there's a little fucking metal spinal cord under there.
No, I'm
you
not.
You feel like you were a robot sent back through time.
To ruin your
to
podcast.
Just fuck me up.
Sorry, I'm trying to get in something while you fucking blow this movie. Jeez.
Get in what?
A little joke.
Oh, get in something. Oh, you're bored over there.
No.
Will you stop looking at my shirt, titty?
I'm not looking at your shirt, titty. I was just looking at the design. It's crazy. It's
an American Eagle t-shirt that I wear under other shirts.
It's just bright. You're not wearing an undershirt now. You're showing
because
it up loud
I'm showing
and proud.
You who I am. Fuck Paul. Side note. Sorry. Sorry to jump off on that tangent of fuck Paul. Back to... okay, so wait.
So the gravitas of the robot. When you look at movies...
You can see good fucking David from fucking Prometheus.
Yeah, sure.
And Covenant.
Bishop.
But then... You also see it in Michael Pitt, the fucking bad guy in the film.
Yeah.
He plays an incredible fucking robot in that film. Android, cyber genetic human, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
She just sucks. Like, she sucks. And I think I've thought she sucks since after Ghost World, but she had big boobs, so I kind of, like, didn't.
Ghost World?
Ghost World, her first film.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
She was good in
Thor Birch. Her
Matchpoint.
I forget it.
Matchpoint.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, like I think they end up like he's trying to kill her. Jude Law's in it.
Oh, it's like a bunch of people having sex and tennis and killing.
Yeah,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
The movie's fucked up though.
Yeah, you like it though.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah,
Matchpoint's good. But it's like, you know, like Eyes Wide Shut, like.
Like you're really into it, yeah.
Well, no, it makes you feel like shitty while you watch it.
But like you were hard as a rock.
No, I wasn't.
Nah.
Eyes Wide Shut was weird when she's like, I think about fucking this sailor. Like, they just got a little stoned. And like, she's like, I'm like, wow, you're ruining the night?
Yeah, way to ruin the whole night now,
she's
girl.
She's like, I would have left you, our kids, just to have one fucking night with that guy. I was like,
ouchie.
Oh my God, my world would destroy itself.
Little Tom Cruise, he said, what, bro? What are you saying?
And
dude?
He's all like, and he's ripped, so he's kind of like, this can't be happening.
I'm kind of rich and ripped. What the fuck is she talking about?
Yeah. All right, go ahead. What else?
It was a thin joint, too. It was a very thin one.
Yeah. It was a 90s joint.
My God, they took out a lot of the great music. There are some shot for shots that I'm perfect with. I'm happy with.
They're, well, duh. Why wouldn't you be?
They were there, and they did them. But shut the fuck up. You're making a face like, duh, duh.
Boy, you're like, I like it when they made the old movie and the new movie.
I was explaining that they only made a few.
Yeah, you wanted the whole movie to be shot for shot. Basically like what they did with Watchmen, but they instead of changing the ending.
Yeah, Watchmen was way better than this.
Yeah.
Way better.
But I'm saying Watchmen was also like shot for shot of the comic.
Yeah.
They left some stuff out, but like the shit that they showed was from the comic book.
Yeah, I just wanted it to be a good adaptation like Sin City or fucking Watchmen.
Yeah, and they probably went too far into fucking like trying to put the other pieces of the other movies in there, and it felt too congested, and the story was probably convoluted.
It was also horse shit. Like, everyone was whining about how, because like Scarlett Johansson, you know, they whitewashed the whole film.
Oh, yeah.
But then the company got accused of fucking like doing digital CGI testing on how to make Scarlett Johansson just look more Asian with CGI once they started filming it. And then they were like, hey man, for sure just like get yourself an Asian actress if you want it.
That is, like, that's
don't fucking stretch her eyes out once she's on set.
Yeah, that's kind of a weird way to go.
The film company was even like, we were just doing it for beta testing. Don't worry, bye.
Yeah, we were just kidding, guys.
Check you later.
That's fucking weird, right?
But she doesn't play the actual major. Dude, it sucks so much. Like, whoa. It shows, like, how she was an Asian girl. And, dude, it's so fucked. Like, it's so weird. It's like, oh.
I don't remember that part
Kusanagi,
in the original.
Which was her real name.
Yeah.
Or the name in the anime. That's not her name in the film. And then you realize, like, oh, that was Asian Kusanagi, human brain girl. You're a cyborg now.
You're still Asian though,
kind of
in your mind.
You samurai, you. Like, it was so bad. Like,
wow, that's fucking weird.
It was so weird. But like, dude, the fucking spider tank at the end looked like I was watching a CG scene, like a cut scene from fucking Red Alert 2. I was like, what is this? They
that
blew
bad,
the
huh?
budget on all the fucking invisible fucking cloaking. Cocksuckers. So it sucked.
Okay. What do you give it?
I give it a 4 out of 10 for like a few good scenes and like some good action.
Oh,
and
we're doing 4 out of 10s now? We're doing out of 10? That's our scale?
Huh?
We go out of 10 for Deep Impacts?
Yeah?
No shit. I just thought that was weird that you're like 4 out of 10.
What the fuck are you on?
You look so angry.
You stupid crack baby. What is wrong with you today? 4 out of 10. Is that what we're doing now, bro? I hate you. God.
All right. So was that all you?
Nope. Got some more I seen here. If you'll shut the fuck up.
Oh, good.
No, I'm just kidding.
That's it?
Yeah.
All right. What's happened to Testatoni? The reason why we started laughing is because fucking...
Well, go ahead. Bring it on. See what happens, bitch.
It was supposed to be Slammin' Salmon. But somebody watched every other movie in the fucking world except for that one.
You know what I'm saying? Like, there's times when there's better movies or movies I want to watch more. And then, like, also, like...
How about this? We're going to push Slammin' Salmon to next week.
Pushing the salmon back? It's going to go bad.
You're fucking punny today. What is happening? So wait, hold on. Budget for Ghost in the Shell, 110. Jesus Christ. It made 169 worldwide, though.
Well, I hope no one got a bonus check.
I wonder, well, have you said that they already did basically the second and third movie? Then what other story
kind
do
of,
they have
yeah,
to tell?
I mean, they kind of took elements from the series. They took elements from the second film. That's it. I think that's fucking it.
One and done.
One and done. They attempted it. They better not touch Akira. Like, just leave it be.
What about Princess Mononoke?
What?
Imagine they get fucking Guillermo del Toro to fucking make a live action of that movie.
Who plays Lady Eboshi? Who plays...
Is that the witch?
San. No, we're... There's no witches in that movie.
What am I thinking of?
Spirited Away?
Spirited Away. Wait.
Where they're all in, like, the bathhouse?
Yeah.
Yeah. The little girl goes to the bathhouse with monsters.
Yeah, that's one of that
Guillermo. That'd be great for Guillermo if he can just get himself back into Pan's Labyrinth.
I'm about to say, because that's Pan's Labyrinth with, hopefully, he casts Asian people. And that's now... Because obviously people really want that for their movies.
Like, that's a Disney Studio Ghibli, like, I think, mixture, production.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I think they work hand in hand on the bigger ones like
that. Well, that might be a bitch to get the rights to.
I'm just saying, like, if Disney will just lay off and let it be a PG-13 Guillermo movie with like $150 million budget, because it's a lot of CGI if you're making it live.
Yeah.
It's a lot. You think everything in that fucking movie it'd look like shit. Give it 5 more years, then try it.
You think it would look like shit?
That's everything almost.
Ah, yeah, I guess you're right.
Like, every creature's a fucking alien, except her.
Jungle Book, because that was basically, like, literally everything.
Everything.
Like, even the backgrounds and stuff. Then again, they did show, like, they were building sets.
Yeah, like, it'll have a tree branch he's standing on, but then the rest is like, we had to make
believe. So it was $175 million for Jungle Book, and Jungle Book looked fucking good. Like, I was really impressed with that movie. All right, so crack him off a... $175.
Crack him off a hot $175.
And then, yeah, let him do
tell him he has to be true to the fucking source material and talk to fucking...
Yeah.
He has to talk with...
Did he write Pan's
Labyrinth? Hayao Miyazaki. Huh?
Did he write Pan's Labyrinth?
I'm not sure if he was writing credit. I really want to watch it now. It's got such pretty music and it makes me sad. It's a fucked up movie.
Do you have it on DVD?
Yeah.
That's like one of the few you own, right? I think I have it as well. Yeah, he wrote it too. Yeah.
That was like, oh my God, what a fucking fantastic film.
And then you like fucking...
What? Don't click it. Why are you fucking clicking
it? I wanted to see if he was writing credit on Pacific Rim 2. No, he wasn't. Oh, yeah, he was. Screenplay. Alrighty.
Yeah, he only wanted to get his hands dirty in the actual speaking of the thing. Which, when I think of Pan's Labyrinth and fucking Pac Rim, they both have great speaking parts.
Truly. They both look good.
They both do look good, okay?
Pan's Labyrinth's way better. Yeah, I love Pan's Labyrinth. That movie's magical. That's why I'm saying, like, Spirited Away would be such a dope one if they did that. Oh, I heard Spawn's coming to fucking Netflix.
Good.
I don't know if they're doing the TV show that Kevin Smith was writing the pilot for, or if they're bringing the HBO series to there. I don't know.
I don't know.
You remember the HBO series, the cartoon?
Yeah.
I have them all, too. It's really good.
I'm excited for the Castlevania.
Oh, motherfuck me, so am I. Jesus Christ, that looks so dope.
Well, looking tight.
Castlevania. 2017, my dude's coming out this year.
You douche.
Alrighty. Series, Friday, July 7th. What?
Throw this phone in your eye. Clap.
Oh, my God, I caught it with my eye. Damn, have you seen the trailer for this?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's fucking awesome.
I didn't.
Oh, you should click the images so we don't have to watch the trailer.
All right, 29 news articles. Oh, damn. Wow, that looks beautiful.
Yep. This is so good for the podcast. Oh, two of them. Perfect. We got it.
Wow.
Now we understand what we're seeing.
I think that's fucking... I'm so happy that they went with fucking animation.
Yeah.
And is it... So it's like drawn animation, correct?
Yeah, it looks like an anime.
Okay, so it's not CGI.
No.
Even though I would have taken the CGI
version,
too.
There'll be those little CGI moments in it.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Oh, definitely, Dave. Definitely. Yeah. All right, so anyway, so that replaced us as Tony.
Us talking about other cool movies.
Yeah, because fuck up, didn't watch it. No, so we'll watch it for next week. All right, so that brings us into movie of the week, The Equalizer.
Equalized.
Yeah, this starring your boy.
Oh, my Denzel. Boy Chloe Moretz.
Is it ever starring her? I wasn't a fan of her.
Hey, dude, she lived a rough life.
I don't know if I've liked her since Kick-Ass.
Since Kick-Ass, yeah.
And she's not a bad actress.
The girl in Hannah is a million times better than her. I forget her name, but she plays Hannah. H-A-N-N-A. Enter.
Motherfucker, I know how to use a
Chloe
computer.
Moretz. You barely know how to. I'm over here just holding all your hands.
Oh, yeah, I never saw this, but I'm...
She's awesome in that movie. She's a fantastic actress in general.
Right on. All right, so The Equalizer, it's about...
Denzel.
Well, Denzel, obviously, he's going to become an assassin. Well, he was an assassin at one point, then he'll become more of an assassin later on in the movie. The fight scenes are fucking dope.
Yes, could I tell you what I really like the most about it?
Sure.
It makes me miss my job at Lowe's, you know?
I can understand
that. Because I was just like him when I was at Lowe's.
Yeah.
Not a pothead idiot, but like just like Denzel, helping everyone, being efficient, knowing everything.
All right, so...
That's what I was like. That's what I was like.
You want to talk about the lumberyard more?
I was like Denzel, is what I'm saying.
I just like giving, cutting people's wood and seeing
I was chopping the wood. Perfect cuts every time.
See their expressions on their face.
Dude, like, just smelling the redwood.
I just didn't have to do that, you know, anymore. All right, so the hand-to-hand combat, the slowed motion thought process, almost like Sherlock Holmes.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was pretty neat, but not like showing like the bones cracking and stuff like that, but I did like that aspect of it.
Love how he times himself, like thinks, like figures out how much time it'll take to
he must be autistic.
I mean, to a degree, I imagine.
He's on the spectrum.
Yeah.
The orphan story, I fucking dug a lot. Yeah. When they're at the dinner table, that was so cool. So yeah, Denzel becomes a assassin because a Russian hooker's getting beat up. That's
but I mean, like,
the plot,
he kind
correct?
Of like just doesn't want to see injustices done, but he's kind of retired.
Right, yeah, he wants
to just chill.
Yeah, he doesn't want to, like, and he promises his wife that he'd never be that person again or something like that, and I'm assuming that she passed.
But I mean, that one lady got her ring stolen at the Home Depot.
Yeah.
Dude, when he puts the fucking sledgehammer, like, back, like...
I thought that was so fucking dumb.
That's so cool, man. He's like, no evidence here, just sell this to
Except
some
for
Joe
on,
Schmo.
He's on camera, fucking taking it out.
He knows. He knows where they are. There's no cameras, bro. It's Lowe's.
There's cameras fucking everywhere.
They're fake.
They show them at the end.
Dude, that is the worst part of the movie.
The end?
The ending.
I was like, this turned into Home Alone.
Honestly, I was like, what is this, Mr. and Mrs. Smith?
Yeah, well, no, it literally was like his fun house.
Yeah, I did not care for that. I was like, oh, he's just running around like a fucking crazy person.
Yeah, I even wrote Home Alone aspect of him being at Lowe's. The explosion when he blows up that fucking dock was sick as fuck. I actually took notes, which is weird for me.
I know. I was like, what are you looking at? Notes you actually physically wrote?
Yeah, the music never stopped. Oh, that's a different thing. That was something we were supposed to watch or something like that. The nail gun scene was dope, though.
Yep.
And him turning on, like, the water. Like, there was...
There's clever shit.
Yeah, I was about to say, but it was kind of like, oh, damn, that seems low-hanging fruit.
I was taking
my job.
Yes. Like, I'm going to take him where I know I can control the environment. That is the warehouse.
I don't know. It's almost like... Like, I kind of applaud them to, like, figuring out a way... To, like, line it up, like, he takes his people hostage that work at Lowe's, his friends and stuff like that. He obviously has a big heart. And so he goes there to fucking murder them all, and then, like, we'll come to him.
Ugh.
And then...
So bad.
And then, yeah, it literally starts the Home Alone music.
Yeah, literally. Like, Kevin McAllister's like, come and get me!
Yeah.
And then he's just like, I'm Denzel. I'm Denzel McAllister.
Denzel McAllister. What do you got, bud?
Give me one sec.
Oh, yeah. A doorknob to cauterize the wound. That was fucking hard. When I saw him heating up the doorknob, though, I was like, you're kidding me. He's going to put a hot doorknob for them to get, and then he...
Dude, and then he was like, listen,
and I was like,
my buddy Kevin would have done this, so I can do it.
Like, in all honesty, I wish they would have showed him, like, watching Home Alone. Like,
oh, and
in
thinking,
movie.
Like, taking little notes on a little yellow
Not even
pad,
that.
Like, hmm.
Not even that. Just, like, him, like, watching it, like, one day. Like, like, you know, just, like, a cutscene that you don't think
oh,
of.
Oh, he's, like, in the shower, but comes out and just sees it on TV, like, hmm.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Or he's, like, gets out of the shower every day and, like, puts, like, the shaving shit on, screams.
And he's always like, whoa. or he times, like, different pranks. He's like, how long would that prank really click? That's pretty accurate. Okay.
Well, I'm just going to go home and make some mac and cheese dinner. Hope nothing happens. Oh, no. I have to go save my house.
Paint cans on string.
I have to go murder two old gentlemen that are trying to fucking...
Lord in heaven. Yeah, it is very, like... this is Christmas, like, fucking, like...
Yeah.
I'm going to get you guys, bad robber dudes.
I mean, but the nail gun was fucking awesome, and I also read I didn't really care that much for the score.
No, I liked it. I'd give it a fucking 6 out of 10.
Yeah.
Not watching it a bunch.
No.
Would watch it on TV.
6.5, I'd probably say. Yeah.
If you want, like, a fun Denzel, like, action-y movie, it's a good one.
But see, like, Man on Fire is so much better.
Motherfucker.
John Q, I would even probably watch
Training
over
Day.
That. Training Day is incredible. Yeah.
John I prefer Safe House. I think his character in Safe House is fucking awesome comparatively.
Do you want to watch Safe House?
Yeah, baby.
All right, how about we'll do Safe
Your
House
boy.
Next week? I know you said something else, but
oh, Place Beyond the Pines, but it'll still be on Netflix.
All right, cool. So we'll do Safe House next week. We'll do Slam and Salmon.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully for reals.
I'll do that today, okay? Fuck you, bro.
Oh, good.
I love you, man.
I love you too, dude.
Hey, listen.
Yeah.
I know you like to decide because you're smarter than me on the titles for things, but I think Denzel McAllister should be the name of the episode.
You got it, bud.
I won one. Fuck you, Dad. I'm a winner.
Until next time, go burn books.
Hey guys, it's Johnny.
And it's Mike.
The Unbelievables.
And I guess we're on a submarine?
We are indeed. And we record our podcast from this very sub.
We do.
We absolutely do. What do we do here, Johnny?
I think we do sketch.
Sometimes. And then sometimes we do...
improv.
What? And then also we do...
interview.
With several different comedians from around the area.
Block.
Block. You can listen to us anytime on lousyweathermedia.com. You can listen to us directly after whatever it is you're listening to now. So please do.
Please.
And then we'll have a new episode for you every week.
Nice.
So just head on over anytime you want, any time of the week.
Not Mondays.
Not on Mondays. How dare you? We are all Garfields here. All right. Fare thee well, ladies and gents. We'll see you on the other side.
Bye.
I'm like, dude, I've been hung up on by this guy, and he's like, well, I can get you a quote. I said, I don't want a fucking quote from your goddamn company. All I want is removed from your fucking call list.
Dan, let's take a step back here. I can save you a lot of money on car insurance.
I'm like, my name is Sean, not fucking Jeremy Ackleberry.
They're like, that's a long name.
Sounds like you're pretty riled up there. You need life insurance?
I was angry.
Yeah, you might be dying soon. We can cover you on that.
Great plans.
Lousy Weather Media, available on iTunes, Stitcher, and lousyweathermedia.com.
Welcome to this week's commercial for the Lousy Wrestling Podcast. I'm Sean.
I'm Derek.
And we have been voted the number one shittiest wrestling podcast in America. Listen to us talk about wrestling.
Poor wrestling.
Hi out there in Lousy Weather Media Network land. Do you hate stuff?
I hate stuff.
No, you hate stuff. I'm trying to figure out if the listeners out there...
do you hate stuff? You listening right now, do you hate stuff? There's got to be something you hate.
Well, some of those things might match up with some of the things we talk about on Let the Hate Flow Through You, a podcast done by me, Jeremy Shear, and El Hordano Diablo.
That's me.
Yeah, he's late on the cues, but he's a firebrand.
But quick on the brews.
Quick on the... he is. He's got a drinking problem, and I hate it.
And Jeremy hates it.
Yeah, I hate it. I hate your drinking problem.
That's fine.
I hate your fat belly.
You love that.
Okay, that's true. I do love his fat belly.
But he hates me.
We'll get into that on Let the Hate Flow Through You, which we release every Monday.
Because everybody hates Mondays.
I really fucking hate you.
I hate you too.
Goddamn Garfield-ass motherfucker.
I hate recording commercials. I'm done.
Now recording Chris Clem's Cavs Cast number 50, Chris Clem.
They're playing basketball. We love that basketball. They're playing basketball. We love that basketball.
Basketball is my favorite sport. Talk about the way they dribble up and down the court. Just like I'm the king of the podcast field. LeBron and the Cavs are the king of the world. I like slam dunks, trash talking in the booth. The podcast is funny and it is the truth. Download it now with Lousy Weather Media. Cause it's Chris Clem's Cast available now.
Chris Clem's Cast, now a part of Lousy Weather Media. Find it at lousyweathermedia.com or chrisclem.net/podcast. Chris Clem's Cast. It's fantastic.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.